nothing holding me back. The 2017 AFL Pride Match Celebration, live on Joy 94.9 from Sydney. Nissan are proud to sponsor this Joy broadcast and delighted to give ongoing support to a community-driven radio station such as Joy 94.9. Baby, there's nothing holding me
back. And we're delighted at this point to welcome Matt Hall. Can't see it, but I am shaking. And Carolyn Lake. Thank you very much for coming. We are indeed. We are. So thank you. Awesome to come along.
Thanks for having us.
Join us here. That's
an
great.
Amazing occasion.
Isn't it? I mean, that's the thing. You look out there and you just go, this is a wonderful celebration. We're with the LGBTIQ community. We're celebrating equality, inclusion. Diversity, fabulous, isn't it? Football. Diversity, football. Here's my friend Danae.
Some of our favourite things, hey?
Well, yeah, and I've had pies.
You have had
pies?
Yeah,
and they're a fan. I'm a fan.
And Moddy Barracks for Essendon. And
we won't hold
not,
that against them.
Well, they're not playing.
Winners.
So they haven't lost. So how good could this day be?
Oh, we won this afternoon. Anyway, I'm proud. I'm proud of that win.
That's great.
I really want to highlight the AFL and applaud them for how wonderful tonight is.
Fabulous.
You know, they've taken the lead, haven't they?
You're absolutely right, Matt. And we've talked about that through the couple of hours that we've been on air, that they really are. They're supporting it. They're sanctioning it. And they're right behind it, as are the Swans and the Saints. So they're making it right. You know, they're saying to everyone else, this is happening.
This is Australia's game.
It is.
Caroline might not agree about that, Moddy, because...
Are you not a footy supporter, Carol?
No, I am a footy supporter, but I've got a rugby league, rugby union background. But we believe in diversity.
I'm
Ian Roberts tonight, so...
Ah, I see. Okay.
Yeah, Caroline's replacing Ian.
Right. So. Now, this question to both of you. In the wider world, do you think that this sort of game can make a difference on community levels, on higher levels? And
100%, absolutely. Mm. It makes a huge difference to
absolutely.
The community.
Yeah.
It raises awareness and education. It promotes inclusiveness. I hear so many stories in my roles with Beyond Blue and with Lifeline about people that live in country areas. And after the Pride game last year, trans people, the way they were spoken to, the way that just the community acknowledged them. And there was so much more love and affection and appreciation.
And I think probably understanding as well, Matt. I think...
Getting to know us.
Yeah, and realising, all okay, everyone's
normal
okay.
People.
Yeah.
Well, phobia comes from a lack of understanding, doesn't it, Carol?
Well, when you don't know people and there's a fear there. A lack of understanding, lack of education, as Matt was saying. So, you know, that just ties in with people getting to know us. They just see us as normal people, you know, and that fear is taken away. So, it just takes time. It's going to take time, but you know, it's a start, and this is wonderful what's happening tonight. Mm. So the inclusiveness.
So this is the second AFL Pride game, but there are more and more Pride games across the country, in regional areas, in different codes: water polo, hockey.
Yes.
What else, Moddy? Help me out. Water polo, hockey.
Well, Victoria being running
cricket?
A program.
Is there cricket? No, not yet.
Been running a program, Fair Go Sport, for many years through the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, and that's promoting anti-homophobia in sport. And they've had a huge sign up to that, and that's been massive. And it just supports exactly what the AFL are doing with their Pride game, about raising awareness. Oh, something must have happened. There's a lot of booze going on out the field. Oh. St Kilda might have got a goal.
There's no kick to kick.
Following the match.
But they've still softened that message with a little rainbow underneath the big screen.
And I will soften the message further to say there's 35,773 fans in attendance tonight.
Can I tell you that I came out publicly in 2002, and when I did that, would have believed that 15 years later I'd be standing at an AFL supported, endorsed, publicised and promoted game. I would never have believed it in my wildest dreams.
That's
Look
fantastic.
How far we've come.
Yeah, it really is. I can see, you know, your eyes are lighting up with the excitement of it. And you know, we last year we did this broadcast as well in Melbourne. And I think we sort of went into it going, oh, we're just talking footy, we're going to do the broadcast. And I think we were all elated as well. We sort of carried along by the joy that it is giving us.
It's a little bit like a Pride March or a gay and lesbian Mardi Gras parade, because you get to show your colours and be proud and be visible in the street and absolutely. At the game. And we love the game, right?
Absolutely. Mm. And sport is one of those mechanisms for change. It's part of Australia's culture. And if we can use sport, we've seen it with racism, we've seen it with domestic violence, we've seen it with the AFL women's competition. We can use sport as a vehicle to publicise, to educate, to raise awareness. And hopefully with that, the community and society just come a little bit more compassionate, and I strongly believe they are.
Yeah, I thought, well, that's awesome.
And this is a great start, because Ian Roberts himself said, you know, that the AFL is just doing such a wonderful job, and the other codes are lagging behind. So, and he's the first NRL, the only NRL gay footballer.
20 years later.
So, 20 years later, and the NRL are really doing nothing. So,
well, we had Mary Kay on, who's part of Ladies Who League, and she said she's onto it.
And so, Ian's promised to come on your show when he's available.
Oh, no. Thanks so much.
He's given me his word.
Thanks so much.
Well, we love that.
Matt, Caroline, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you.